Here is my security news roundup for the week ending March 1st, 2024. Lockbit ransomware group resurfaces after law enforcement takedown. The threat actors behind the Lockbit ransomware operation have resurfaced on the dark web using new infrastructure days after an international law enforcement exercise seized control of its servers. To that end, the notorious group has moved its data leak portal to a new Onion address on the Tor network, listing 12 new victims as of writing. The administrator behind Lockbit, in a lengthy follow-up message, said some of the websites were confiscated by most likely exploiting a critical PHP flaw, tracked as CVE-2023-3824, acknowledging that they didn't update PHP due to personal negligence and irresponsibility. Read more at thehackernews.com. AT&T is offering $5 credits to some customers impacted by last week's outage. Are you an AT&T customer who was impacted by last week's outage that saw its network down for a good part of the day on Thursday? You may get a bill credit soon. Late last night, AT&T announced a one-time $5 credit for some of its customers impacted by the outage. The catch is the bill credit only applies to AT&T wireless accounts, not AT&T business or AT&T prepaid customers. That also means Cricket customers are not included in this offer. For AT&T, this means it will pay $5 to its over 87 million postpaid wireless customers, its 19 million prepaid and 7 million reseller customers are not included in this offer. The only catch is this is $5 per account, not per line. Read more at cordcuttersnews.com. Cybersecurity agencies warn Ubiquiti Edge router users of APT28's Mootbot threat. In a new joint advisory, cybersecurity and intelligence agencies from the U.S. and other countries are urging users of Ubiquiti Edge router to take proactive measures. Weeks after a botnet compromising infected routers was felled by law enforcement as part of an operation codenamed Dying Ember. The botnet named Moobot is said to have been used by a Russian-linked threat actor known as APT28 to facilitate covert cyber operations and drop custom malware for follow-on exploitation. APT28 affiliated with Russia's main directorate of the General Staff, GRU, is known to be active since at least 2007. Read more at thehackernews.com. Attackers penetrate Walmart's Spark Driver portal. Spark, Walmart's crowdsourcing delivery service, has suffered a cyber attack, with malicious actors accessing the sensitive data of some of its drivers. The breach, which the company says was most likely a credential stuffing or phishing attack, exposed details of over 200 Spark driver accounts, Walmart said in a breach notification letter to affected individuals. According to the company, the attack occurred between early December 2023 and early February 2024, which means that attackers had access to compromised accounts for around 2 months. The breach notification letter indicated that malicious actors may have personal details of Spark drivers, including social security numbers, driver's license numbers, dates of birth, names, contact information, such as phone numbers, email addresses, and mailing addresses. Read more at cybernews.com. Five Eyes agencies warn of active exploitation of Avanti Gateway vulnerabilities. The Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance has issued a new cybersecurity advisory warning of cyber threat actors exploiting known security flaws in Avanti Connect Secure and Avanti Policy Secure gateways, noting that the Integrity Checker tool can be deceived to provide a false sense of security. Avanti ICT is not sufficient to detect compromise and that a cyber threat actor may be able to gain root level persistence despite issuing factory resets, the agencies said. To date, Avanti has disclosed 5 security vulnerabilities impacting its products since January 10, 2024, out of which 4 have come under active exploitation by multiple threat actors to deploy malware. Read more at thehackernews.com. Google Chrome will soon prevent malicious websites from attacking your home network. Google Chrome is getting a new security feature that can help prevent websites from attacking your home network. The mechanism has been termed private network access for navigation requests. To be more specific, the feature, which was spotted by XDA, has been designed to protect the devices that are connected to your home network from being infected. This is done by restricting the navigation requests that may be initiated by a malicious website. The feature might be a good way to protect PCs from being spied upon or become part of botnets. Read more at ghacks.net. UnitedHealth confirms ransomware gang behind Change Healthcare amid ongoing pharmacy outages. American health insurance giant UnitedHealth Group has confirmed a ransomware attack on its health tech subsidiary, Change Healthcare, which continues to disrupt hospitals and pharmacies across the United States. Change Healthcare can confirm we are experiencing a cybersecurity issue perpetrated by a cybercrime threat actor who has represented himself to us as Alpha/Black Cat, said Tyler Mason, vice president at UnitedHealth, in a statement to TechCrunch on Thursday. In a post on its dark web leak site on Wednesday, Alpha/Black Cat took credit for the cyber attack at Change Healthcare. Read more at techcrunch.com. A leaky database spilled 2FA codes for the world's tech giants. A technology company that routes millions of SMS text messages across the world has secured an exposed database that was spilling one-time security codes that may have granted users access to their Facebook, Google, and TikTok accounts. But the technology company left one of its internal databases exposed to the internet without a password, allowing anyone to access the sensitive data inside using only a web browser, just with knowledge of the database's public IP address. Anurang Sen, a good faith security researcher and expert in discovering sensitive but inadvertently exposed data sets leaking to the internet, found the database. Read more at techcrunch.com. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel, The Deepfake Dilemma, A Closer Look. In a world where videos can lie, your critical thinking is your superpower. Use it wisely and don't forget to laugh along the way. Please watch my video on that topic at the link listed. Did you know? Phantom vibration syndrome is the name for when someone thinks their phone is vibrating, but it isn't. Today, we pronounce Dr. Seuss like his surname rhymes with goose, but he pronounced it like it rhymed with voice, like Dr. Seuss. Did you know that ice pops were invented by an 11-year-old by accident? Just thought you might want to know. This is the world you have made yourself. Now you have to live in it. Thanks to Nina Simone. And that's a wrap for this week's Security News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.